Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. I'm John Bushnell, and this is the podcast version of it, Making Marriage Great. The podcast about being a better husband according to a biblical worldview, in my humble opinion. And today we're continuing our subject on intimacy and looking at love, because I think a lot of times we equate intimacy with love, and there's a lot to that that is true. And looking particularly at Colossians 3:19, and this older way of speaking, it has an interesting thing here. It says, "Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them." Be not bitter against them. And I want to talk a little bit about the reality that the command to love is only really given to the husband. So it's either a very natural thing for women to love, or wives to love. The women definitely love their children. That's not a command that's given to women as much as to respect their husbands and to be keepers of their home and things like that. That doesn't mean they have to stay in their home. So I know a lot of people misread all that, but that's okay. They misread everything I say. But I want to look at what the author might be trying to say here. And it's really recognizing that, hey, men, it's not natural for you to be tender toward the woman. There's a control aspect of maintaining a gentleness, maintaining a gentle spirit, if you will, toward your wife and even toward your children. So we're commanded to love our children. We're commanded not to provoke our children, right? And here, we're also commanded not to bring about bitterness. And so intimacy, I think when we withhold intimacy, when we withhold friendship from our wife, when we withhold love from our wife, that there is bitterness that grows in the woman. And I know this because I've met a lot of women, gentlemen, maybe even your wife, and I see the bitterness in her. And that bitterness is not toward her work, more than likely, it's toward her husband. Because a husband that is really cherishing her wife, then she can overcome a lot of things that might happen in the marketplace. But it's hard for her to overcome not having that intimacy with her husband. So if there's not intimacy there, more often than not, gentlemen, we are to blame. We are withholding it. And so I want to look at some of the ways that we bring about these hurts, okay? And one of the things is when we have needless demands of obedience on our wife. Well, like, you're my wife, you need to obey me, you need to do this. Well, that's not showing, that's not being cherishing, that's not being loving. That's you admitting you've lost control. You've lost control of your spirit, of being a godly man in that moment. And you need to back up and go, you know what, honey, sorry, I lost control there for a second. Let me gather my thoughts. Let me take a minute here to pray, or 10 seconds to pray, and rethink that response I just had towards you. But often men have an unrealistic expectations on their wife, or demands on their wife. And these needless demands are damaging the intimacy. Another thing that is going to bring about bitterness super fast is withholding the demonstration of love. Right? So a woman gets comfort when her husband can put his arm around her in public, or give her a kiss in public, or have those things that show affection that the children can see or that others can see. And I'm not talking about being gross and causing your kids to say, "Hey, get a room." That's not what I'm talking about. But I am talking about there's no doubt that you have affection towards your wife, and that she can see it and that it's seen in public. So those are two very important things for us to think about. How do we place needless demands of obedience on our wife that causes bitterness? And how are we withholding the demonstration of love, which is a woman's comfort, So for instance, very practical ways, if I'm demanding my wife to save money, and then I'm going and spending money needlessly, bam, I just killed it in both directions in a bad way, in a really bad way. So let's think about what we're doing, what we're saying, and what we're placing on our wives. We'll continue more of this tomorrow. Hope you listen. Hope you're still listening after today. That was a little bit of a, I think I hit you, right? I hit you in the blind spot. Is that the right way? Yeah, that was a 1-2 punch. My bad. But I've got two more punches coming your way, and then we'll try to recover from it. God bless you.